Hi everyone, welcome back to the MedBullet Step 1 podcast. In today's episode, we cover the topic of microbiology of pelvic inflammatory disease, found under the microbiology section at medbullets.com. Let's begin with a general overview. Pelvic inflammatory disease, or PID, is a generic term for inflammation of the uterus, fallopian tubes, or ovaries. It is most often caused by an ascending infection of these reproductive organs, so it is like a UTI of the reproductive tract. Scar tissue formation can lead to infertility, ectopic pregnancy, and chronic pain. Manifestations may include salpingitis, endometritis, hydrosalpinx, and tubo-ovarian abscesses. It is most often caused by bacteria, such as Chlamydia trachomatis, Neisseria gonorrhea, ureaplasma urealyticum, Mycoplasma, Gardnerella vaginalis, and Trichomonas. Fitzhugh-Curtis syndrome is a serious complication of PID. This is when infection spreads to the liver capsule, causing inflammation and scar tissue, also known as perihepatitis. There may be quote-unquote violin string adhesion seen, which are parietal peritoneum adhering to the liver. And finally, in terms of the epidemiology of PID, there are about 750,000 women which are affected by this in the United States every year, and 10 to 15% of those women become infertile due to the PID. Now that we've discussed the major points relating to microbiology of pelvic inflammatory disease, let's walk through a question to apply what we've learned and get a sense of how the topic might be tested. For this question, consider the following clinical scenario. A 25-year-old woman presents to the emergency room with complaints of pelvic pain for the past 3 days. She describes an 8 out of 10 constant, dull pain that is minimally responsive to over-the-counter pain medicines. She has never been pregnant and has regular periods every 28 days with moderate flow. She is sexually active and uses oral contraceptives. Her last sexual encounter was last week. She denies any other gynecologic history, including STIs, though she does endorse an increase in discharge over the past several days. A pelvic exam demonstrates cervical motion tenderness, as well as purulent discharge coming from the cervix. Progression of this patient's disease can lead to which of the following presentations? And the answer choices are: choice 1, cervical cancer; choice 2, diarrhea; choice 3, neurologic changes; choice 4, opportunistic infections; or choice 5, right upper quadrant pain. The best answer to this question is choice 5, right upper quadrant pain. This patient is experiencing symptoms of pelvic inflammatory disease, as demonstrated by her pelvic pain, cervical motion tenderness, and purulent cervical discharge. PID can progress to Fitzhugh-Curtis syndrome, which is characterized by right upper quadrant pain. PID is an infection of the upper part of the female reproductive system, including the uterus, fallopian tubes, and ovaries. It is most often caused by Chlamydia trachomatis and Neisseria gonorrhea. Patients may present with lower abdominal pain, purulent vaginal discharge, fever, dysuria, dyspareunia, and postcoital bleeding. Risk factors include a high number of sexual partners, drug use, and a lack of barrier contraception. Rarely, the infection can spread to the peritoneum, causing inflammation and formation of adhesions on the external surface of the liver, known as Fitzhugh-Curtis syndrome. Patients with the complication will often complain of right upper quadrant pain that is worse with breathing or coughing. Let's also discuss why the other choices are incorrect. Choice 1. Cervical cancer can result from untreated HPV infections, which often present asymptomatically. Choice 2. Diarrhea is not a common symptom of pelvic inflammatory disease, nor Fitzhugh-Curtis syndrome. It is worth noting that certain patients with inflammatory bowel disease may complain of pelvic pain. Choice 3. Neurologic changes can be seen in patients with neurosyphilis, a complication of syphilis infection. Patients often present with confusion, altered mental status, and headaches. Other early symptoms that would suggest a syphilis infection include painless chancres, rashes of the palms and soles, and lymphadenopathy. Choice 4. Opportunistic infections are a key clinical feature of AIDS, which results from HIV infection. This patient's symptoms are more suggestive of PID. Finally, a bullet summary. pelvic inflammatory disease may progress to Fitzhugh Curtis syndrome, which presents with right upper quadrant pain. That's all for this review about microbiology of pelvic inflammatory disease. We hope that was helpful. This is the MedBullets Step 1 podcast, a daily audio review session for MedBullets, the free learning and collaboration community for medical student education. As a reminder, you can follow along with these podcast episodes by reviewing the topics directly on MedBullets.com. You can listen to these episodes on the MedBullets website or phone app while reading through the topic. If the MedBullets podcast has been valuable to you, we'd be thrilled if you considered leaving us a 5-star rating and writing us a review on Apple Podcasts. It will help us spread the word and increase our discoverability tremendously. Thanks for tuning in. We'll see you all tomorrow, right here on the MedBullets Step 1 podcast.